This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Britain is introducing new restrictions on travel from South Africa over the spread of another new variant of coronavirus. Britain's Health Minister, Matt Hancock, is urging anyone who has traveled to Britain from South Africa in the past 2 weeks to self-isolate.
We've detected two cases of another new variant of coronavirus here in the UK. Both are contacts of cases who have traveled from South Africa over the past few weeks.
The restrictions were introduced following the discovery of two cases of the virus strain in Britain and take effect immediately. Freight from Britain and passengers with a negative virus test have begun arriving on French shores after France relaxed a two-day blockade over a new virus variant that had isolated Britain, stranding thousands of drivers and raised fears of shortages. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The company that runs the Eurotunnel says that truck drivers lined up on the highway leading to the English port of Dover are being tested for the new UK variant of the coronavirus, but that it may take some time for traffic to resume as normal after massive backup. Calais is a major conduit for trade and travel between Britain and the continent, and France had urged that the blockage was necessary in order to work out safety measures to protect European citizens.
That's AP Zaria Shackley reporting. In other news about the virus, Japan will ban the entry of non-Japanese people from Britain following the emergence of the new virus strain. U.S. officials say the government doesn't intend to impose COVID-19 screenings for passengers traveling from Britain after the emergence of the initial new virus variant there. And Americans are being warned not to travel for Christmas as the latest surge in cases overwhelms hospitals. For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pfizer and BioNTech will supply the U.S. with an additional 100 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccine under a second agreement. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The additional vaccines up the Pfizer count to 200 million. That's great news, says Jason Schwartz, assistant professor of health policy at Yale School of Public Health. But he's concerned about the distribution side.
It makes it even more important than it's been in the months of planning to really work hard now to figure out the strategies, the techniques, the approaches to get all of these safe and effective vaccine doses where they need to go into the arms of the people who need them.
Which will be left up to individual states.
There is no uniform playbook that's been set out at a national level to deal with these really, really important implementation details.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A Hong Kong court has granted bail to media tycoon Jimmy Lai, the highest profile pro-democracy activist charged under the city's new national security law on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. Reuters' Maya Wormsley reports.
Media tycoon Jimmy Lai was granted a $1.3 million bail on Wednesday by a Hong Kong court. He's the highest profile pro-democracy activist to have been charged under the city's new national security law. Suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. An immediate appeal by the prosecution was denied by the city's high court. Lai is one of the financial hub's most ardent critics of Beijing. His next media group is considered one of the key remaining bastions of media freedom. The 73-year-old was arrested in August when about 200 police officers raided the newsroom of his Apple Daily tabloid.
That is Reuters' Maya Wormsley. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission says more than 100 people have been killed in the latest massacre along ethnic lines in the western part of the country. The attack occurred a day after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed visited the region and spoke about the need to bring those responsible for recent attacks to justice. Ethnic tensions are a major challenge as the Prime Minister tries to promote national unity in a country with more than 80 ethnic groups. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused Europe's top rights court of hypocrisy Wednesday for calling on Turkey to release a jailed Kurdish politician, saying it was defending a terrorist, a stance rejected by his defenders as a cover to stifle democracy. The Grand Chamber of the European Court of Human Rights ruled Tuesday that the former leader of the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party must be freed immediately. For all the latest news, whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.